You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Is there a doctor in the house? Why, yes, indeed, and not just any doctor, but the one and only Dr. Dale Anderson, a world-renowned public speaker who hails from the great state of Minnesota. Dr. Dale is here today to identify two ways we can feel our healthiest, laughter and pets. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dale.
Well, Arden, how nice to be on here, and it is good talking to you here from Minnesota.
That's right. Well, we're going to chat with the good doctor and discover why unleashing giggles and guffaws and tapping into that healthy, healing power of pets are the perfect prescription for you right after this commercial break.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our guest is Dr. Dale Anderson, who calls Roseville, Minnesota, home, but who feels right at home all over the globe. Not only is he a board-certified surgeon and a holistic physician, but he's also an in-demand public speaker and the author of a few books aimed at using laughter and acting to make us feel years younger and healthier. He's also a good friend of mine, and I'm honored that he's a guest on our show. A few years back, we collaborated on putting his wise and fun tips and advice into a book. It is aptly titled, Never Act Your Age. Play the happy, childlike role well at every age. Dr. Dale, I am so glad you're on the show. Welcome.
Well, and I'm glad to be here, and I am honored to be with you and your good audience.
You know, people are going to say, they're scratching their heads. You have a medical doctor on a pet show called Oh Behave. What's up with that? But well, maybe you can let us know what's going on with that connection at the other end of the leash.
Well, we know that pets have a great way of connecting with us and getting us feel more childlike. And my area of major interest over these last 25 years, other than being on frontline medicine, was to understand how the performing arts work into the chemistry that we are able to produce in our own inner pharmacy. And I tell you, one of the characters that I want on my stage as I act more youthful and get added life in my life is to have a pet, because there's no co-star in life, as far as I'm concerned, that it can get us more connected and make us a part of the world and get more living in our life than just a pet.
And you've had some pets in your time, too, and I think your kids and grandkids have some pets now that when you need your fur fix, they're not that far away, correct?
Oh, no question about it. I've had, I grew up with pets. I'm a southern Minnesota farm boy. I grew up with a lot of animals in my life, and it's one of the great feelings, good feelings, and that's a chemistry, and a good feeling chemistry is a healthy chemistry. So the pets in my life have really been medication to me.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your book, Never Act Your Age, on page 70. You list not one, not two, but actually 10 perks to sharing your life with a pet. And the top in the list, and I don't think they're in any order, but they're all good, is you say that you know, pets act as our natural yoga teachers. And you know, this, we seem to be always in a hurry and we don't really seem to be breathing correctly. What are some of the things that we can learn from our pets as far as proper stretching and breathing?
Oh, well, I think that pets are great stretchers all the time, and of course they're great exercisers. It's not only the yoga and the breathing and the deep breathing, but you know, pets, as I see every day as I walk around the park here in Minnesota, as I see people whose pets are out exercising them. We don't exercise our pets anymore. Our pets exercise us, and they teach us how to walk. They teach us how to breathe. They teach us how to be interested in things around us. I learn so much from my pets, especially in the whole exercise area.
Yeah, I think you're touching too upon another tip. We have a tendency, I know I do, and I'm working on it, of wondering, oh, I could have, should have done something a different way, or I hope this thing will happen, and I'm walking around and I'm forgetting to live in the now. And you talked to me earlier about this concept called neurobics, and so I wanted to ask you if you could explain that for all of us listeners, what the heck that means, and what is it that pets do to help us live in the now?
Well, I think that pets are good at helping us grow our brain. And the whole new area in the medicine that's exciting right now, it's just been in the last 5 or 6 years that it's really been hitting the headlines, and that is that we can add brain cells at any age. This is especially important for those who I call the welderly. People many times think that they have so many brain cells and they're losing them constantly. Well, now we're learning that we can add brain cells, and we can add little branches to these brain cells and little twigs to the branches. And any pets help us do that. A great deal. I mean, where there's every day is a new day with a pet around, and we're trying to train them, but of course they're training us at the same time. Anytime we get one of our pets to be smarter and add brain cells to their brain, we are adding them to our brain as well. Take walking as an example.
Okay.
I would say that when we were kids, we did all kinds of different kinds of walks. And as we did those different kind of walks, we developed what we call neuronal pathways, little brain pathways. And so we would skip. You know, I will ask people who are in my elderly audiences sometimes in the senior expos that I do, when was the last time you skipped? When was the last time you walked backwards? When was the last time you walked sideways? When was the last time you marched with your legs and brought your legs up? These are things that we can regain just when we go out and walk our pets, do things differently, regain some of those skills that you used to have, and with that you will become much more youthful. So pets have a way of encouraging us to do a lot of different things to reconnect.
Mm-hmm. I think that's well done, and I can now, when I do my goofy walks with Chipper and Cleo around the Buddy Todd Park here in Oceanside, California, I know people sort of giggle at me, but that's all right too, isn't it?
Well, you're building, you're branching out, you're wising up, and you're getting back to a youthful brain that you had when you were doing all those things. Don't give up on those things, and you know, walk different ways, take different paths. The dogs and cats that we walk are great on getting us to do different things, just as mm-hmm. as grandkids. If I walk my grandkids across the park, my gosh, we don't walk in a straight line. They're
no.
taking me to the teeter-totter, to the swing. They're walking backwards. They're looking at the bugs and on the sidewalk and playing in the sand. And before you know it, I'm doing those things too. I used to do that, and mm-hmm. now I feel so good to do it again. So animals get us and pets get us to do the things that once was so enjoyable. So let's do them again. Let's follow their
lead. I like it. And you make a big point in your book, Never Act Your Age. It's to play the happy childlike, not childish, role
right.
well at every age. And can you explain that?
Well, you know, we don't want to be childish. We don't want to be silly. But we want to be explorers, find out what we can do to have that excitement we had when we were a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 10-year-old, freshman in college, when we were just adding all kinds of knowledge and skills to our life. And then all of a sudden, we got into a routine where we didn't add those skills anymore. And
right.
the little branches on what we call the dendrites of the brain just started falling off a little bit, and all the pathways we lost. So animals have a great way of giving us a reason to get those pathways back.
I think the other point you put in your book about pets, I like this too, is know the value of power napping. I know cats next to, I think, bats and possums are the biggest Rip Van Winkles of the critter world. They sleep on average 16 to 17 hours a day. But these little power naps, you know, I'm not talking about putting a snooze alarm and sleeping for 4 hours, but what happens to our bodies if we do give ourselves a chance to take, say, a 10, 20-minute afternoon siesta?
Oh, I think that there have been many studies out that have shown that the brave waves, the energy that comes from a 20-minute to a half-hour nap, just to sort of turn off all this static and get back to even keel again, is one of the best things we can do. Many, many studies on this. But the other thing it's important, too, is that we get enough sleep at night. I mean, there's people who feel they don't need much sleep at night. Well, we're beginning to find that everybody needs at least 7.5 hours a night, even up to 8. So I think that there are too many people who get low power during the day just because they don't get enough sleep at night. But the nap thrown in there makes it possible that you don't have to have quite as much sleep. Some of my patients would sleep 9-10 hours a day or a night. And my problem was getting them up and going, not having them sleep enough. So, and that goes with breathing too. There's, I think we have to, do as much to sort of excite our breathing as we do to have to calm our breathing down. I have a trouble with people, the elderlies especially, to say, look, I'm not trying to slow you down. I'm trying to speed you up a little bit. So, and some of that comes with just even your breathing.
Well, let's talk about that. What's a good prescription you can give us that doesn't cost a dime that would help us breathe better?
Well, the first is, and you get this if you are out walking your pets, which is therapeutic for both your pet and yourself, and that is to stand up tall, stand up straight. Get your back and your shoulders up so you're standing tall, and by doing that, you're going to increase the amount of lung that is able to function. And then by walking and taking deep breaths, that's just another way of getting the lung efficiency up. So standing tall, walking a little more rapidly, it's also okay to hum and sing. I don't think there's any. I would encourage people to use their arms. I give people orchestra conducting lessons in some of my sessions on how to use their arms, because if you're walking, say you're walking your pet, one of the things to do is also not only to do some fancy work with your feet as you're walking and some different steps, but also start working with your arms a little bit. Pump your arms, pump your shoulders, and that gets more circulation even to your head. That's why orchestra conductors live 5 years longer than the general population. That's why orchestra conductors seem so intelligent in their later years, because they're able to pump up that oxygen that goes to the head and build and grow those neurons.
Well, you have a name for that technique, that we can go marching around our house like little maestros. All right, I know this is radio, but you are very good at explaining things. So please explain your secret tip and give us a little walkthrough on how to do it.
Well, you know, this would entertain the pets at home, too.
Yeah.
Turn on a good, upbeat piece of music, and then pretend you're the conductor of it. Now, we all did this as kids, so why not just be childlike again? And you can take your baton, it can be a spoon, it can be a chopstick, it can be a hairbrush, it can be whatever, and pretend that you're conducting an orchestra by using your arms. And I call it jarming. A J is for jogging with the arms. J for jog, apostrophe A-R-M. And everyone can become a jarmer. A prince jarming, princess jarmer, and we can get into the circulation of the head, and the pets at home will love it. They'll probably get singing a little bit with you. They love to hear our voice if we're singing. We should be talking and singing more to our pets. This is a good brain exercise. As a matter of fact, I would encourage everyone not only to sing to their pets, but read to them.
Oh, okay.
If we know that if people read, they add little branches to the brain. If they have somebody else read to them, they're building different branches to their brain. If they read out loud to somebody else, they're even building other pathways in their brain. So read to yourself and read out loud, and the pet sitting on your lap will love that. They love the sound of your voice.
That sounds great. We're listening to Dr. Dale Anderson. He is a doctor, professional speaker, and lifetime lover of all pets, and he's helping us get our healthiest best. We're going to learn more right after this commercial break.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. All Behave is back with more tail wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Dr. Dale Anderson is our special guest. He's been a friend of mine for, a long time. He is a great person if you want to feel your best. He has several books, one including Never Act Your Age, Play the Happy Childlike Role Well at Every Age. You can learn more about his work on the website acthappy.com. I mean, this man goes all over the globe. He is the Rand McNally with a mission. He literally speaks at least 100 times a year to major audiences, and he has found a secret way of getting us to feel the best, and that's through using method acting techniques, a purposeful laugh, and loving our pets. So we were just speaking to him about marching around the house like a master conductor with our dogs and cats and other critters in tow. You know, I've actually done that, Dr. Dale, with Chipper and Cleo and my cats. My cats kind of look at the sidelines like, there she goes, acting crazy again. But Chipper and Cleo are like, yeah, baby, bring it on, bring it on. We like the music. And they do the dancing. And all of a sudden, I feel like I'm dancing. So I used to just close the curtains because I was embarrassed because of what my neighbors might think on Todd Street. But now I'm like, open the windows.
But now open it up.
Yeah.
Because
you know what? They laugh
too.
With you.
Well, so, and you know, it's so connecting, too. One of the things that many people who feel lonely and feel dejected and feel isolated, when they have a pet, that isn't the case. They come out of isolation. One of the best treatments for depression is obviously to have something living in your life that you can take care of. And dog, cat, pets, plants. I encourage people who can't have pets sometimes to get plants, because plants are also great. If you take care of something, you get connected. And a very interesting thing that just came out in the last few days is that people who are isolated feel cold a lot. They complain of cold feet. They can feel like they're always cold. But if they start getting connected, if they their feet warm up, their hands warm up, they don't complain about the cold as much. So one of the treatments for those up, especially in the frigid north of Minnesota, is to tell people, well, make sure you're just not sitting alone at home complaining about the cold. Go out and get connected some way. And the best way to do this, of course, is to get something living that's depending on you. And that would be ideally a pet would be best. But if they can't have the pets, then get some plants. And plants do wonders as well.
Hey, you might get some creepy ivy to, you know, walk with you on a leash. You never know. You know, some plants could probably be pretty talented.
That's right.
I know when I take Chipper and Cleo out on walks, I get to meet more people, and they seem to be icebreakers, if you will. If you're a shy person or whatever, the other end of the leash, you know, you've got your PR manager right there with you. So if you have a friendly pet, to me, that's a great way to get to meet people.
Oh, and you're just smiling at people all the time. And usually someone, either the people or the pet, say or do something funny, and there's usually a good laugh in that. And that's one of the reasons, too, that over these many years that I've been studying the theater and helping people get into a happy part, which means they open a cellular pharmacy that's filled with endorphins, and there's no copay on this either.
That's good.
They can just pull it out anytime, is that just that connecting through laughter and the connection of being staged for our walk when we go out and being with the pets. I bet when you go out for a walk, you're always thinking, oh, I want my pets to really look good today. I'm proud how my pets, and because when I would walk my pets, somebody would say, oh, what a good-looking dog. What kind of a dog is that? And
yeah.
I'm always sure that I've groomed that animal well before I go out. But along with that, I also groom myself well. I'm not going to take a good-looking pet out for a walk and not try to make myself look a little better-looking also.
So you want to be furry and fabulous.
Right.
You know, you touched on this, and I really want this to come out, because when we worked on some projects together years ago, my stomach muscles hurt in a good way, because you know how to bring out the laughter in us. And you actually tell people to fake it till you make it. So, all right, you knew you were going to be asked to do this. I need you to help us learn how to fake a laugh.
Okay.
Come on. We're waking up in the morning. It's another day.
Well, then you go to the mirror and you look into that mirror and you start talking to yourself and saying good things to yourself. And then you put on, first of all, a great big smile.
Okay.
Show your teeth. Start saying good things about yourself. I like the way I look. And then you think of some happy tune that you could say. But most important is that you start working the body and getting the body in the position of the happy part, which is up, out, and forward. Now, sad and sick and down and failed is down, in, and backwards. We want you up, out, and forward. So stand up, out, and forward. And then do your laugh, not just a little smile, not just the ha 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 from the throat, but the ha 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 from the diaphragm. And then you do that for 15 seconds. This is knee slapping. This is thigh slapping. This is belly holding, belly shaking, sort of gut busting laughter, you might say, as we were growing up. And do that for 15 seconds. And then see if the chemistry of your environment and yourself has changed. And we know it has, because there's PET scans on this, there's functional MRIs on this. We can map what a feeling and a chemistry is doing in the brain. So when Grandma told us, Arden, when we were just little kids, Grandma said, put a smile on your face and you'll feel better all day. We used to call that fluff.
Right.
Now we can call that science. And so I would say to everyone, laugh also for the health of it. And especially laugh with your pets, because they will laugh with you. When they hear you laugh, they love it. They come to where the laughter is.
Yeah, they're so tuned into our chemistry, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no question. We make each other's chemistry.
Right.
Animals make my chemistry, and I will make the chemistry of animals.
Yeah, I tell you, when I start laughing, Chipper and Cleo, they do. They get up on their back feet, and they dance.
Yeah,
and then that makes me laugh even more. And they do have those grins. I don't know. I mean, if you really want to tell a bad joke that you forget the punchline, just use your intonation, I guess. And the dogs don't know you've blown the jokes. You know,
yeah, right.
They just know you're acting goofy.
Well, they'll give you a little applause for every joke
right.
you have,
yeah,
good or
yeah.
bad.
They're great for your ego, I guess.
Oh, it is. No question.
Yeah.
Now it's good for the warmth of your hands and the warmth of your feet and the warmth of your whole body. Warms you up.
Well, let's talk about where you're heading and what are some things that you're up to, Dr. Dale. If people really want to find out more on how to connect with you, how can we do that?
Oh, I'd love them to come and visit my website. It's acthappy.com, and It's I am around the country primarily doing senior expos now. I'm in my fourth quarter of life, but still going strong. You know, I'm still practicing on the plays that I'll have in overtime. This is a message to everyone on getting into the happy chemistry is not only good for your health, but it's good for your success. It's good for life in general. So I would encourage anyone to come to my website, give it a look, and certainly contact me if they have any questions about the work that I do.
Well, you've got a lot of credentials. I mean, you have practiced for over 40 years as a family physician. You're board-certified surgeon and emergency medicine. You did a lot of work in urgent care. And then, like many of us, you said, hey, I still want to be both a student and a teacher. And you went back and got certified by the American Board of Holistic Medicine.
Right.
I mean, you amaze me. You constantly are learning new things. But you're a very in-demand member of the National Speakers Association. So I'm assuming that's a good way to contact you to find out if folks want to laugh and learn. They can go through your acthappy.com site, or what would you say?
Well, I would say that is a very the best way to do it is to go to my Act Happy website and talk to people who, if you have them in the area where you are, that have had me on their programs, because most of my business comes from referrals from people that have seen me before. I do a lot in the healthcare area, education area, religious area, and then especially concentrating on the elderly, the senior market, and telling people how they never have to act their age and they can get into a youthful part.
Well, you have a couple of ageless wisdom tips in your book. I'm looking at them just as a reminder. You say, grinners are winners, and we don't laugh because we're happy. We're happy because we laugh.
Oh, no question. And the question you would ask always to anyone in healthcare is, are happy people healthier people? And that is always the case. It doesn't mean that happiness and laughter makes everybody healthy, but it makes anyone with any condition healthier and makes us feel better.
Well, I think we should laugh for the health of it, as you often say. And I'm very honored that you've been a guest on our show. We have been listening to Dr. Dale Anderson give us a very healthy, happy, fun prescription that you got to go and pair up with your pet. Need to laugh. That's his daily prescription. You need to live in the moment. You need to kind of take different routes, you know, with your dog. Walk backwards, sing, hum, skip. All these things are good for your brain, good for your body, good for you. And I just want to again thank you, Dr. Dale. Please go check out his website, acthappy.com. And I miss you already. You just are a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you. And curtain up to everybody who's listens. Lights on. You've got no place to hit but the heights. So thanks again.
Thank you, Dr. Dale Anderson. And at this time, I also want to thank my awesome producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen every week. If you have an idea for a show, you want to drop me a line, it's very easy. Just email arden@ardenmore.com and check out the PetLifeRadio.com website. We have a great number of shows. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh, Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand. This is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.